This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As of Wednesday, April 20th, 2022, Montana reports 273,371 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 85 new cases of coronavirus infection reported since yesterday. 16 new cases in Gallatin County. That's Bozeman, Montana State University, Big Sky. 10 new cases in Missoula County, Missoula and the University of Montana. 10 new cases in Yellowstone County, Billings and the Crow Indian Reservation, and more new cases in 21 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 468. Currently, 15 people are being treated in Montana hospitals for COVID-19. 3,262 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. Nationwide, more than 988,000 Americans have died. There have been 80,600,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. As public health measures to prevent the spread of coronavirus are lifted, health officials say that face masks offer the most protection against the spread of virus-carrying particles in the air when everyone wears them, but that masks can protect a single wearer alone by acting as a barrier between virus and other particles and an individual's nose and mouth. One-way masking, when one person is masked and others are not, is most effective when wearing a mask that fits well and wearing a mask whose material filters out particles that can carry viruses. Masks like N95s and KN95s are more protective than surgical masks or cloth masks because they can make a tighter seal against the face. A well-fit N95 can reduce the amount of potentially infectious particles that a person inhales by more than a factor of 20 times. The Montana legislature will not hold a special session next month to set up a committee on election security after the required number of legislators failed to approve the proposal. Montana Secretary of State Christy Jacobson's office released the results Tuesday of a poll asking all 149 sitting legislators whether or not to hold a special session on May 2nd. Just 44 lawmakers, all Republicans, supported the call. 75 votes, a majority of legislators, was needed to call a special session. In March, 10 right-wing conservative Republican lawmakers called for the poll. The 10 have perpetuated the big lie of former President Trump and others about stolen elections. The small group of legislators propose a select special interim joint House and Senate Committee of Election Security to investigate the state's election procedures. In their letter, they said there was a continuing and widespread belief that sufficient irregularities in election security in Montana create serious doubt as to the integrity of elections in our state. The lawmakers said the committee should have subpoena powers and come with funding for legal staff and frequent meetings. This was the second attempt this year to have a special session. In February, Governor Greg Gianforte said he would call a special session to redraw the districts for the Montana Public Service Commission, but only if lawmakers promised not to expand the call for the special session to include other issues, namely purported election security around the big lie. Some Republican legislators had wanted that session to also focus on setting up the Election Security Committee. An Idaho father and son will serve jail time, pay thousands of dollars in fines, and be banned from hunting for years after pleading guilty to poaching a female grizzly bear near Yellowstone National Park last year. Jared and Rex Baum of Ashton, Idaho, shot the bear in Fremont County more than a dozen times on March 16, 2021, leaving her carcass in Little Warm River, where Idaho Department of Fish and Game Conservation officers found her a few weeks later. The father, 79-year-old Rex Baum, pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor, attempting the unlawful take of wildlife. He will serve 3 days in the Fremont County Jail, pay more than $1,000 in fines and penalties, and be banned from hunting for the next 10 years. His son faces a heftier punishment after pleading guilty to unlawful killing of wildlife with a reimbursable damage assessment of more than $1,000, which is a felony. Jared Baum will serve 30 days in jail, 3 years of probation, and pay more than $12,000 in fines and penalties. He is banned from hunting for life. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.